This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Up what you want. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here. Open phones, as always, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
So I asked the question before, when has the have the two words established and libertarian ever been expressed in a news media story, let alone the headline? Well, it's happened now here in New Hampshire. Josh Rogers, of all places at New Hampshire Public Radio, filed this report just over a week ago. I'm going to share it with you here. Coronavirus-related disinformation has steadily escalated in New Hampshire. So you can tell what the skew of this particular article is going to be. Right. So the government... run NHPR, New Hampshire Public Radio, is saying that anything besides what the government says is quote-unquote disinformation, so you're going to hear that word a few times in this story, has steadily escalated in New Hampshire, at the State House, in debates over school policy, and in public protests. Some of it has taken the form of individual protests, with citizens showing up with homemade signs on street corners and the State House lawn. But plenty of the activity is driven by anti-government groups, with long-standing ties to libertarian politics in the state.
Terrorists.
With coordinated social media, fundraising efforts, candidate endorsements and advertising, and activist training, the effort resembles, in some ways, a burgeoning political campaign. Quote, COVID fascism is our motivation, stopping that from happening, said Andrew Manuse, a former Republican lawmaker who's long been active in libertarian-leaning activism in the state and is behind several of the groups organizing protests. And, by the way, Andrew is a Free State Project participant, as I understand it. He says, I think we have a lot of work to do. I'm not sure we're planning to go away anytime soon. Unquote. The public faces of this protest presents a mix. There are fervent citizens for whom the pandemic has been a personal awakening, and those with no apparent ties to traditional political organizing. By the way, the lady who started all these like nurse protests that have been going on around New Hampshire out in front of the hospitals here, she was like woken up to this 2 months ago.
Wow.
From what I heard. I've not spoken with her yet personally, but from people that know her, she's relatively new to this. It's like, oh, all of a sudden the state she's realized is a threat.
Whoa.
And that, bad things are happening. So now she's active. And she's so active and she's been so successful in her, rising activist stardom that she just organized the event that happened last weekend here in New Hampshire some say attracted over 1,000 people to march in the streets of Concord. So she went from zero to top-level activist.
That's very significant in a number of people, too.
Yeah, it's incredible. And now, by the way, she's publicly endorsing New Hampshire independence.
Great.
What?
So, yeah. That's how fast it happens. You know, hey, it's 6 weeks to, if you live in New Hampshire, it's 6 weeks from statism to anarchist?
Yeah, instead of 6 months if you live outside.
I'm a libertarian. I believe in a small central government. Yeah, give yourself 6 more weeks.
Just hang around with the right people.
You'll be an anarchist.
So, things are moving in the right direction here for sure. Anyway, back to the story here from NHPR. There are people with years of experience in anti-government protests, those who frequented Tea Party rallies of a decade ago, pro-Trump events in recent years, or even run-of-the-mill partisan Republican events. But this movement is more than a few activated people. There are also several organizations working to build broader support behind these efforts, groups with names like Absolute Defiance, the Government Integrity Project, Rise Up New Hampshire, appear loosely connected on social media via Facebook, listserv emails, and or on right-leaning platforms like Telegram. By the way, one of the guys behind Rise Up New Hampshire is a former leftist. He's one of the people who has organized the freedom rallies that have been happening here in New Hampshire, or here in Keene, last several weeks. First name's John. I forget the last name, but I think he's in our Keene chat on Telegram. At least I added him right before the raid happened, and I'm not allowed on Telegram, so I can't verify that for you, but I'm pretty sure he's still in there. But he shared with me at one of the recent freedom rallies that his history is he used to be a Bernie guy. and now he's totally for freedom. So, you know, people can come from all over the political spectrum.
Yeah, if you, you know, freedom's popular. If you look at how popular Ron Paul got during the 2012 campaign especially, there were people climbing trees outside of stadiums so they could see over the walls and just listen to him talk. That, no other, you know, freedom's a pie. And Ron Paul's just an average old man.
Right. Well, I would say he's average.
Well, he's delivering
by definition.
Yeah, but he's delivering a very easy message that everybody can agree with. I mean, in that.
But can they? Can everybody agree with it? Because if everybody could agree with liberty, then we'd be there, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I don't think
they can.
I don't think most Americans realize how anti-liberty they actually are.
No, I think you're right about that. And this is one of the things that I've changed my mind about over the last couple of years, especially because of COVID and the Americans' just weak-ass response to it generally. And Jeremy Kaufman has kind of put this, I think, into words very, very well at some of his speeches that he's given. It's like, Americans don't want freedom, a lot of them. They really don't. They want to be told what to do, and they love having some sort of so-called authority out there to look to take care of them. We will never convert these people.
No, they need a parental figure.
And so that's why moving together, migrating together, is the only potential answer. You libertarians out there trying to win an election and wherever you know you happen to live, it ain't happening. Because those people are not libertarians. They're not some sort of secret libertarian. They're not secretly freedom-oriented. They may want freedom for themselves personally, but they don't care about your freedom. They don't care about the freedom for others. So they don't care about freedom.
Yeah, and you know, there's a boatload of Republicans out there who are looking around at this saying, whoa, this is dangerous. And there's even a bunch of Democrats out there who are staying very quiet about their feelings, but you know they're looking around saying, this is not my granddaddy's democracy that I was, you know. So, you know, it might be a good time to start saying, guys, wake up. Liberty is what you're actually after this whole time. Embrace it. Listen.
You know what's fascinating is, like, some of the people that have been living in this state, they're calling, you know, they're realizing how free they're becoming and, like, because of the, you know, prosperity that's occurring here. And they're coming around to it.
Yeah.
So it's not just an acceleration of getting people here, but the people that have already been here are realizing how important this all really is.
Yes. And that's part of why this movement exists, is to back up the existing people in New Hampshire who actually are natively in agreement with freedom. And that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project over 9 other candidate states.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons was because there's a sort of native feeling of freedom here. There's this native belief of leaving other people alone and letting people live their lives and, you know, being left alone.
Yeah, LFOD is a big deal. I mean, it's in the DNA of New Hampshire.
It is. And so it's just so important for people who believe in liberty to move here together, because we're already winning and we can amplify that. The more thousands of people that come here that love freedom, the more those natives are going to get turned on, because there's a lot of natives here in New Hampshire who had, like, just given up. You know, they love freedom, but they're not, you know, they're not willing to do anything because they know it's a hopeless cause. They just want to live their lives and, you know, do the thing that they love to do and hopefully be left alone as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, you got a whole other group of people out there like, stupid free staters. You know, they hate the free staters. And they're, go back to where you came from. And then you sit down and talk to them and it's like, well, do you know what we're trying to accomplish here? We're trying to, like, reduce taxes and make sure your gun rights stay intact forever, and your grandkids will be able to, you know, be able to hand down your guns to them. And after a while, they're like, that's what you guys are doing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I've been mean to you for the last 3 years.
It's totally true.
So here's a little bit more from the story from NHPR. All available. Okay, so then there's the propaganda piece here. They say all available evidence shows vaccination from COVID-19 is safe and represents the best way to prevent death or serious illness related to the disease. Wearing face masks is also one of the best ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19. They just got to throw that paragraph in there. You know, it's government propaganda. Yeah. But then they go on with the story. Rebuild NH is perhaps the most conspicuous of these organizations. Since the start of the so-called pandemic, it has fought COVID mitigation measures imposed by Governor Kristi Noem. Originally launched as Reopen New Hampshire, the group now has a more far-reaching set of goals, including limiting the power of governors to issue executive orders and rejecting federal efforts to share in the pandemic response. One of the things that they did with this Reopen New Hampshire, which is now, again, Rebuild New Hampshire, was they had a petition early on to, quote-unquote, reopen New Hampshire, and thousands of people signed it. And that basically gave them an email list of thousands of people in New Hampshire that care about, you know, some level of freedom. And now they use those emails. Yeah, now they use that email list to market the next step and the next step and the next step. We'll continue here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, a we're going to get a some of the healthcare news. Some crazy stuff out there. Somebody denied a kidney transplant, basically, because he doesn't have the COVID vaccination. Also, Joe has got a story about a Louisiana healthcare system, which there's pretty crazy news about denying, basically denying healthcare or fining employees.
That's right.
Who don't have their partners vaccinated. So we can talk about all those things here tonight with you. It's Ian.
Matt. And Joa.
But first we're talking, you know, we got off on the discussion about New Hampshire and people considering making a move here who actually care about freedom because, well, look, the fact is we're winning here. I mean, there's actually statists who are hating their lives because they have to deal with freedom lovers here that are active. And according to New Hampshire Public Radio, not just active, but, quote, established. That's the story here from New Hampshire Public Radio. Headline, established New Hampshire libertarian activists drive coronavirus protests. So they're looking at who are the people behind the scenes of these massive protests that have happened with hundreds of people at the State House and going to a governor's meeting last week and basically them canceling the meeting because there were too many people there and the state employees, quote unquote, feared for their lives.
You know, as a person who's 6 feet, 3 inches tall and a member of the libertarian an establishment, I want to buy some like 8-inch platform shoes so I can look down my nose even harder at those status, you know, politician-loving proles.
So they're talking about the individuals who are behind these groups. So one of the groups is called Rebuild New Hampshire. It was originally called Reopen New Hampshire. They renamed it after New Hampshire quote-unquote reopened because there's still a lot of work to be done, and they've got a great list of thousands of mostly freedom-loving people, at the very least, people who cared enough to sign a petition to reopen New Hampshire. That's a great list to market to say, hey, here's the next thing we need your help with. Here's the next thing we need. We need people to run for office. We need to endorse. They actually endorsed people in 2020 who were running for office. They sent out a survey. I don't know if you remember getting it, Matt, but we were both running, I think, for state rep that year.
Yep.
And they sent out a survey asking questions about do you support freedom to do business, you know, even during a pandemic, quote unquote. And they ranked all of the people that responded and made recommendations about who should vote for these folks. So, I mean, they went from zero, meaning not existing, to being, you know, giving endorsements to candidates within 9 months.
That's just crazy.
Amazing. So the group is relatively new. It was founded by three people who've been active in New Hampshire conservative politics for some time. Andrew Manouse, J.R. Howell, who is a former state representative himself. Actually, I don't know if he's currently one, but he was a multi-term state rep. And Carolyn McKinney. Manouse and Howell are two former House members with ties to libertarian politics. Although Howell, you know, he's good on a lot of libertarian issues. He's also, like, a pretty conservative dude when it comes to some other ones, like abortion, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, McKinney is the former leader of the New Hampshire Liberty Caucus. Rebuild New Hampshire's current executive director is a state lawmaker herself, Melissa Blasek. She, like many people looking to lead this movement, presents the current moment in stark terms. Quote, people are really, really scared, she said in a video posted to the Rebuild NH website about proposed vaccine mandates. She said further, if this can be done, there's no limit to the authoritarianism, unquote. Rebuild New Hampshire's foothold in elected politics is reflected in how they operate. It was formed as a political action committee that endorsed and bought Facebook ads for state candidates in the 2020 elections. The group has also spun off two other enterprises, the Liberty Defense Fund of New Hampshire, a corporate entity raising money for lawsuits around the pandemic and vaccination policies. And you guys might remember we raised money for the Liberty Defense Fund at our New Year's Eve party this year, quarantine. And that's because they were backing up a liberty activist who had been arrested for going to the park, where she brought her kids to the park in April of 2020. Concord police were called, and they didn't arrest her right then, but 5 months later, they then showed up, or I think she found out there was a warrant for her arrest, and she turned herself in and got booked and all that. Ultimately, by the way, she won her trial.
Is a total hero.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what happens when you stand up and say no. Yeah,
I'll go through
your court process. Right. Let's do this.
It doesn't always happen. It
doesn't always, but
the only way you could win is by going to court and actually fighting it. And she did that. And by the way, her attorney was a Free State Project member himself.
Who's that?
In that case, Dan Hines.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I heard we've got another attorney in.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah.
There's a few.
I got a good one.
Yeah. The group also founded New Hampshire Healthcare Workers for Freedom to organize healthcare workers in fighting employer vaccine mandates. In October, Rebuild New Hampshire will facilitate a training for activists from the Foundation for Applied Conservative Leadership, a Virginia-based nonprofit run by a political consultant who's worked for Ron and Rand Paul. The training will cost $40 to attend. It will purportedly show activists how to navigate elected officials and be, quote, feared and respected, unquote. Fear and respect is one goal, says NHPR, but it's hard to discern the direct impact of this activity on the state's COVID response. Still, there already appear to be overlaps between activism and policymaking. Just days after a large September anti-vaccine protest at the State House where protesters heckled Republican lawmakers, a legislative committee turned down $27 million in federal money meant to boost the state's vaccination efforts. And this is what I don't understand, is how did this committee turn down $27 million, and then it ended up in front of the governor. So what was the political ugly process that went in between the committee denying this $27 million? Because I presume it's the same $27 million.
It's gotta be,
right? So, and then all of a sudden last week we hear about this meeting where the governor and the executive council is going to meet to accept, presumably, or to discuss accepting the $27 million. So what happened between this committee and last week? That's what I've not heard of. I don't know the details there. Anyway,
I'm not sure.
The Republican chairman of the committee, Representative Kenneth Whaler, said he simply did not believe what state health officials were saying about COVID infections and cited disinformation about the efficacy of vaccines. Quote, this is what the head of this committee, this state-run committee, had to say. Quote, there's no one in government you can trust. Isn't that just one of those New Hampshire things?
Should I trust them?
Well, he's saying not to.
Yeah, I know.
Which is the amazing thing. Like, when do you ever hear that being said by somebody in a position of power?
You wouldn't hear that coming out of New York State rap.
Sure as hell wouldn't. There's no one in government you can trust, said Whaler, who's one of the top-ranking lawmakers in the State House.
Outstanding. I do love his state.
Last week, one of the loudest New Hampshire anti-vaccine mandate activists, nurse named Therese Grinnell, who we mentioned earlier tonight,
high five,
had a phone call with Sununu's chief of staff, Jane Millerick. Both sides said it wasn't a negotiation, but Grinnell did present the governor's office with a list of policy goals, most of them straight from what protesters have been demanding. She told Millerick, quote, either Sununu steps up and does his job or he's going to have a whole other pandemic on his hands because there's so much civil unrest and righteous anger right now, unquote. Spokesbureaucrat for Sununu said the meeting with Grinnell was a routine conversation with a constituent. The pressure extends beyond the governor's office, though. Some bills proposed by Republican lawmakers for 2022 push the policies for which would undercut government control over medical decisions around the coronavirus. There are bills to limit the powers of government during a pandemic, to blunt vaccine mandates, to revisit the notion of the state's vaccine registry, and to bar employers from considering vaccination status in hiring decisions, among others. Now, these are just bills. You know, they haven't passed yet, but it does give you an idea of some of the
psychology. Yeah.
That are in the state government. And again, of course, you know, Sununu can veto these things, right? So whether he'll approve of them or not is another question. But we're making progress here. And there's just amazing stuff that's happening on the ground in New Hampshire.
And we're not letting up.
No, we're not. It's going to get better.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano size pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in a shooting at a North Texas high school is out on bond. Timothy Simpkins did not say a word after he was released from a jail in Fort Worth this afternoon. Arlington police say the 18-year-old pulled the gun yesterday inside Timberview High School, west of Dallas. A teacher and a 15-year-old were struck by bullets and are hospitalized. Two other injuries were also reported. Simpkins' family says bullying was a factor in the shooting and have apologized for the violence. He's accused of aggravated assault. President Biden back in Washington, D.C. after making a pitch to get American workers vaccinated. Biden visiting a factory in the Chicago area to promote his COVID-19 vaccine mandate that applies to companies with 100 or more employees. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's reached a deal with Republicans to defer a shutdown over the debt ceiling until December in the face of mounting concerns over a possible government default. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Senate floor.
The pathway our Democratic colleagues have accepted will spare the American people any near-term crisis while definitively resolving the majority's excuse that they lacked time to address the debt limit through the 304 reconciliation process.
Over a dozen former NBA players are in custody across the country for allegedly being involved in a health insurance fraud scheme. Audrey Strauss, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, says agents used travel records, email, and GPS to break up the scheme, which started back in 2017. Former New Jersey Nets player Terrence Williams was the alleged ringleader of the whole ordeal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. We're talking about the establishment here in New Hampshire. According to New Hampshire Public Radio, libertarians are the establishment now. The headline, Established New Hampshire Libertarian Activists Drive Coronavirus Protests. Some of the people behind the scenes, behind some of these incredibly popular protests with hundreds, if not over 1,000 people coming to them, are freedom-minded folks, are libertarian activists, some of whom moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And more people are coming every single month, if not every single week.
Every day.
Here to New Hampshire. Bonnie and I were just at a move-in, what they call move-in party recently. My federal handler allowed me to go.
Really?
Which was nice. Yeah, it was nice to do that. And we helped a younger couple, I would say, maybe in their 40s or 30s or 40s.
Is that here in Keene?
No, it's actually down in a little town called Hinsdale.
Oh, yeah, Hinsdale.
A little southwest of here. So help them. Actually, it was like their third move-in. They had three moving trucks, I guess.
Oh, I did the second one, yeah.
Yeah, so you would, yeah. So there's different people at each one, which is cool.
I can't believe I missed that most recently.
They got to meet different people, right, like each time,
yeah.
Which was cool. And so there's always people coming in here, and, you know, you might not have much help packing up your moving truck, but when you get to New Hampshire, as long as you let people know that you're coming and where you're, you know, where you need the help, there's a good chance a dozen folks, if not more, are going to show up.
It's a really cool thing.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And every one of these move-in parties I've been to in the last, I don't know how many years I can remember at this point, we have that moving truck
you know, cleared out in less than an hour. Less than an hour. I mean, depending on how many people you've got. But we probably didn't have more than eight. It wasn't the biggest moving party, but, you know, it was a good crew.
The most recent one I went to, there was probably, like, you know, 10, 12 free staters there. Like, five of them were standing around. The other five of us were busting our butts in and out, you know, carrying boxes in. And we still had that U-Haul unloaded in, like, half an hour.
Less than an hour. No problem. Yeah, we got it done.
And it's funny, the people who rented the U-Haul, the new movers, actually an elderly couple who bought bought the house, they'd hired men to help move.
Oh, really?
Like, they didn't realize that we did the whole move-in party thing.
Oh, yeah. And I helped them later on when they came back with more stuff.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? So these guys were like, man, we're on the clock, but these other people are just doing all the work. What's going on here, you know?
This was in Keene, right?
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And these things happen all across the state as people keep coming in, moving into, you know, different parts of New Hampshire. There's totally different folks. You know, it used to be in the early days you'd have to drive a ways because there weren't as many people here 15 years ago. You might have to drive an hour to help somebody move in. But now, you know, you don't have to go that far because there's already people likely wherever it is they're moving in.
Yeah, there's a lot of free staters here. Yeah. And there are more and more people. It used to be we could keep track of when people are moving into the state. There's no way you can keep track of people moving into the state for the Free State Project anymore.
I had a friend that he's like, yeah, I'm moving to New Hampshire. And I was like, oh, yeah, we're from Colorado. And you want to help? I was like, okay. So I drove up to Colorado, helped them move.
I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll help anyone if you want help to get here. Let's go.
Well, I was at this, I was telling you guys the protest that happened with what some people say was over 1,000 people marching in the streets in Concord this past weekend. And it was cool because I saw there were two guys who were there, younger guys, that I recognized. I didn't remember their names because I hadn't seen them in a couple of years. But they had come up to Keene and visited us at the local Pho Noodle restaurant that we like to do hangouts, social meetings at, called Pho Keene Great. And so they were there, and I asked them, hey, you know, how you guys doing? Did you make the move? And they said, yeah, we moved up. One of them moved up like a year ago. The other one moved up over the summer, and they're living in different areas. They're not living in Keene, but they're living in different parts of the state. And it's like, it's amazing, you know, people coming up and then making the decision and changing their lives around to get on up here, which
worth
is amazing.
It.
Yeah, there's more than one person, too. There's another guy I met who had literally moved like a month ago, and he was super excited to be there, and he recognized me from being on the radio and everything, and so it's super cool.
Fortune favors the bold, so be bold, pick up your life, and move. That sounds drastic, but it's the best thing you'll ever do.
We'll get into the healthcare news in just a moment, but just a little bit more here from the NHPR story about New Hampshire establishment. So again, talking about how Free Staters and Liberty activists are behind these protest groups that are working towards more freedom. Quote, in many ways, New Hampshire is fertile ground for these types of ideas. The Granite State has a history of government mistrust from our founding. The right of revolt is in the state constitution. And a right. I'm surprised they mentioned that here in New Hampshire Public Radio story. But yeah, Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution is literally the right to revolution. So if government goes too far, you have the right to revolt against it. Based in the New Hampshire Constitution. There's also vaccine hesitancy here that predates COVID and a predisposition towards medical privacy. New Hampshire was the last state to have a vaccine registry, for instance. We also have, I didn't know there was one. I thought people were saying there wasn't one in New Hampshire. The vaccine registry?
Well, they do it for, like, public schools still, right? I don't know.
Maybe it doesn't apply to COVID, but it does to other ones. I don't know.
Chicken whatever problem. The government says they're not starting a registry, they're starting a registry.
Yeah.
We also have a citizen legislature, and that's always been a permeable membrane for citizen activists. With that comes a history of grassroots conservative/libertarian activism around gun rights and limited government, reinvigorated in recent years by the Free State Project. You remember when they used to tell us, oh, you Free Staters will never get anywhere in New Hampshire?
Womp, womp.
Now,
where we are.
Now the state propaganda mouthpiece is admitting that the Free State Project, quote, reinvigorated libertarian activism, limited government activism here.
It took them a couple of years to clear their throat. I'm sorry.
Recent polling from the University of New Hampshire suggests while vaccination rates for COVID are generally pretty high in New Hampshire, distrust of pharmaceutical companies has risen since June. But it's hard to know how much of that increase has to do with activism around COVID-19 vaccines, but those looking to limit government's reach on the pandemic will tell you they see a rising tide. And we're seeing it
We're seeing a rising tide of people who actually want to have freedom. They're picking up their lives, and they're moving here because there's no better time than now. I mean, 10 years ago would have been a better time, but if you didn't do it 10 years ago or 5 years ago, then now's the best time to start planning your move and just go, you know, get here. Don't wait too long. You know, I mean, I think it's a good idea to have some savings. Like, that doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But don't err on the long side of things.
No.
Yeah, the longer you wait, the harder it is to make that move.
Go. Pull the plug.
Yeah.
And do it.
Uproot
and,
yourself.
You know, yeah. Again, do it now. Tear the Band-Aid off. Get on it. And another thing to throw out there, property values are super, super high right now. Mm-hmm. It's a good time to sell and just slide sideways. Get right into another place in a different spot.
Yeah.
So the number here is 603-283-6160. And some of the reasons why people want to move is it's getting difficult to find work in certain industries, like in the medical establishment. Joe, you've got a story coming out of the Louisiana healthcare system. What's going on down there?
Well, they're going to charge, or they are charging, employees with unvaccinated partners. So the largest healthcare system in Louisiana will charge its employees $200 a month if a spouse or a domestic partner covered under its health plan is not vaccinated against the COVIDs.
Even if you are vaccinated, you as the healthcare employee,
right?
That's not good enough. Now, your family member has to be vaccinated or you'll be punished.
You cannot cow to these people. You cannot give them an inch. They will take a mile. And if they're going to require spouses to be that, okay, and what? So what next?
How far is too far?
Yeah, well, 1 inch is too far. Yeah. But, you know, how long are they going to take it? What's the next move? Like, how far are they going to let, how far are you going to let them push you?
Yeah, why only spouses? Why not children, too?
Yeah, children. Right. Why not the babysitter? How about the next door neighbor?
But they said this is going to take effect in 2022.
That's going to be here before you know it.
Right. But there's some false information that this article is posting. I just realized. It says the new rule, which will be take effect in 2022, comes as a vast majority of coronavirus patients who end up hospitalized are unvaccinated. Huh. Really? That's not actually true. Actually,
that's not what the data is suggesting.
The data is suggesting just the opposite, that the unvaccinated are not the ones going to the hospital, it's the vaccinated. This is a fact check that's been, like, is blowing out of proportion. I should try to find this for the next segment.
We'll continue here, more on the story, and your thoughts are certainly welcome. Whether you work in the healthcare industry, you want to tell us what's going on where you are, you're welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160, and if you just recently got off the fence and decided to make the move to New Hampshire, what was it that pushed you? You can tell us that.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
As always, if you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, we've told you about Intercoin, which can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide, so is there a token that you want to launch or an app that you want to build for your community? You can go to intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, get some Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. Head over to intercoin.org. It's Ian, Matt, and Joa in the studio tonight. Joa, you're telling us a disturbing story, and it's, you know, shouldn't really be surprising at this point, because these statist, authoritarian, medical, you know, people, they just keep pushing as far as they can get away with. And now they're saying, if you work in the medical establishment at this, and it doesn't say what particular hospital or company, or if it's...
I mean, it's the whole Louisiana
all of the state
system.
That says, if you're working in this healthcare system and your spouse has not been vaccinated, they are going to punish you by docking your pay $200 a month.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. And you know, it's just like, how are they really going to find out anything of the medical? I don't think it's anything of the business, like, about their medical history anyways. But I guess if you work at the hospital, you probably have some requirements and qualifiers and all that stuff. But it's just, you know.
It's none of their business who I live with.
Devil's advocate, you know? You got to get the vaccine to work there, right? But now they reached into your home.
Yeah.
So they're looking at to who you live with. You know, that's crazy. They're going to look into their medical history. It's none of the business.
It's already gone too far, and now they're pushing it even further.
Yes. And the why it mattered, you know, I was just talking about it, and it's like, you know, I think it's misinformation and about how it's they're blaming the unvaccinated for the increase at hospitals. But the truth is like, if you look at Israel's study, I saw this from Ben Swan, is that... It has not changed.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you've been unvaccinated, you know, supposedly you should be at the hospital before a vaccinated person, right? But no, the statistics haven't changed. So, like, there's no difference in that. So, like, how do I put that? How do I clarify that better? So, like, if you've been vaccinated, the change hasn't happened. Like, you still go to the hospital. It's like...
Yeah, in some places, vaccination... I mean, it just depends on where, but in some places, most people in the hospital are vaccinated.
Right, right.
So, it doesn't seem to make a real difference, although some people would say... I think Nikki had this story last night. It was the Italian doctor... That was, I guess in Italy, I guess doctors are in ambulances. So he's seeing people all the time who are having negative reactions to what, or at least what he believes are negative reactions to the vaccine.
They're seeing them in hospitals all the time. The cardiac units are stuffed full of people having weird embolisms and things like that.
And what he was saying was that he believes that the vaccine is causing people that had prior conditions that had sort of stabilized to have that condition
come back.
So not necessarily blood clots, but it could be other things that had been wrong with them previously that the vaccine is basically triggering them to reemerge, essentially. And so therefore it doesn't look per se, you know, because correlation isn't causation.
Right.
They won't say, oh, well, it's the vaccine that, you know, did this.
That's right. Funny. That's Italy, too. So they're getting entirely different vaccines from other companies.
Well, they're all they're still the mRNA.
As you think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting it's interesting that every single vaccine manufacturer on the planet used the same exact technology at the same exact time.
That's creepy. Yeah.
Super suspicious.
What else do we need to know, Joe?
They're saying that the big picture is that the Ochsner Health, that's, I guess, the hospital of the chain, which employs nearly 32,000 employees and over 4,500 physicians, calls the policy the spousal COVID vaccine fee. According to a letter Ochsner leaders sent to employees, NOLA, I guess it's the health.
And this is just punitive, you know, because as you pointed out, it doesn't matter whether you're vaccinated or not. You can still come down with COVID. So it's not like vaccinated employees are going to cost them more or less.
Okay, well, I have a question. If the insurance companies, what I'm understanding is the insurance companies are basically requiring, it's the hospitals doing it on the behalf of the insurance companies.
I feel like this might be something federally where they're paying it forward because it actually may cost them to hire employees to do this all the tracking. So it's like they almost are trying to, you know, I'm sure they really crunch numbers already in hospitals. So now that they have to add more employees for some government rules and laws, that this is how they're countering it and covering those balances.
Well, wondering is, it like we know that you're not allowed to sue the vaccine manufacturers if it all goes sideways on and kills you or maims you forever or whatever.
Right.
My question now is, since the insurance companies are basically wanting the spouses to be also vaccinated, are the insurance companies going to pick up any tabs for medical you know, illnesses that arise from these vaccines? Are they going to pay for those treatments?
Well, they're medical experts, right? In this healthcare industry.
You know, so I work in insurance, and I know that we do everything based on pure factual data as far as, you know, our risk goes.
Mm-hmm. As if they haven't taken enough from people, they have to do things like this. And, you know, you do it to, like, really important people. Like, you know, these people that are trying to save lives, and you're destroying them as they're trying to save lives. Yeah. Like, come on. But, Ochsner will add a health insurance surcharge of $100 per pay period, which is...
Every other week.
Yeah, every other week. So it's $2,400 a year. That's a lot of money. Imagine how much you could cure your own self by spending $2,400 a year on health and maybe outside the realm of pharmaceutical industries. But CEO Warner Thompson said the company spent more than $9 million on COVID-19 care for those covered under its health plans. Thomas said the surcharge will keep health premiums low for employees. Yeah, right. Yeah, because I'm sure, like, if you go in there and you're sick... Oh, have you been vaccinated? No. Oh, we got to charge you more now. So this is like something like saying, oh, now you're part of the club, but we're not going to charge you so much. Like,
it's two-tier. It's this whole, you know, different mentality of you're in the in crowd and you're not, and it's a two-tier society now, and you're either with the vaccinated crowd or you're not, and you get treated like dirt if you're not. You don't have as many job opportunities. You have to pay extra fees in order to keep employed. Basically,
yeah, second class citizens.
Totally second class citizen stuff.
Yeah.
And it gets even worse. Is there more to the story that you want to share?
Yeah, COVID-19 cases have been falling across the U.S. for weeks, and the deaths are finally on the decline, too. So why does it matter now? The Delta wave may have truly been behind us, and though unvaccinated people in heavily unvaccinated areas will always remain at risk.
Why does any of this matter? Because it's only a disease that kills, what, 0.02%, according to the inflated government numbers? Why does any of this matter? Why does anybody get freaked out about this?
It's about control. We all know
this. That's all that it's about.
It's a control. And getting the virus under control would allow the country as a whole to breathe a little easier.
Which they never will. Look at Australia. Look at New Zealand.
They don't want to get it under control. They don't want to get it under control.
That's like gaslighting to us, though. It's like, you don't do it, we're not going to have control.
No amount of control has worked.
Maybe we shouldn't give them control anymore. So don't get the vax. Let them go out of control, and that way they don't have control.
Which is
problem
really
solved.
It's really the best.
That's the only solution, Joe, is for people to simply refuse to obey. But because they have so much, or at least it appears as though they have so much to hold over their heads, people will crumble and they will do what they're told.
What if it sterilized you and you wanted to have babies someday?
Mm.
Would you still be so cowing and cowardly and willing to take this shot then, even if it was going to screw with your reproductive abilities?
They put so many people in this country in a position of having to live paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been kind of the American way of, oh, well, you get a raise? Great, now you can spend more.
Americans are also, on average, kind of responsible, personally responsible for themselves, putting themselves
there. They put themselves in this position.
Yeah, there's a lot of childlike people out there who don't know how to do anything other than live paycheck. They gobble up every dime they make. You know,
and if you're living paycheck to paycheck and you've had kids on top of that, I can understand why you would feel locked right where you are, to feel as though you can't say no, that you can't stand up and can't find work somewhere else. Because, look, let me tell you, if you want to find work somewhere else, just go downtown, and knock on the door, because every single business in downtown Keene, every single business everywhere in this area is hiring.
Yep.
So
New Hampshire has the lowest unemployment rate of all states all the time anyway, one of them. And now all states are suffering from not having enough employees to go around. Keene and New Hampshire.
What's amazing though about New Hampshire is that businesses are still building. Like, new businesses are coming in, building new buildings.
How can they afford it? I mean, how can they?
Because they know
risk?
That this is the future and that there's no restrictions. We're free.
Wow, there's still restrictions.
They're inspired by the freedom.
We're freer, but we're not. I wouldn't say we're free.
We're getting
now. Things are getting way worse for some of these people. I mean, you think getting taxed by $200, every month is bad? How about just being denied a kidney transplant? That's the next story. That's coming up. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 3.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.